It's Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The state of Nevada and Governor Steve Sisolak have approved Washoe County's latest revision to its reopening plan. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
Under the new plan, which is effective immediately, businesses are able to open at 100% capacity as long as they can provide social distancing. Groups of up to 10 people can be seated at a restaurant, and events expecting more than 500 attendees can be approved with a safety plan. Self-serve buffets and adult entertainment are to remain closed until June 1st. That's when all social distancing requirements are expected to be dropped statewide. On Saturday, the state handed control of COVID-19 mitigation measures to most county jurisdictions, but not Washoe County. That's because the plan Washoe County commissioners submitted to the state COVID-19 task force late last week didn't get approved. It wasn't endorsed by the health district, school district, or city of Reno. Those required local entities have since approved the county's current reopening plan. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Statewide, Nevada has updated its mask mandate to align with the CDC's most recent guidelines. That loosens restrictions for people who have completed their COVID-19 vaccination. The Incline Village General Improvement District Board of Trustees voted to raise beach recreation rates during their meeting late last week. The Tahoe Daily Tribune is reporting rates for beach access, boat storage, and launch fees will be increasing starting this month. The board also approved a ban on the commercial use of the launches and put in place an emergency ordinance to limit access to the beach due to COVID-19. Attorneys representing Democratic leaders in the Nevada legislature defended the constitutionality of two 2019 decisions to extend expiring taxes and fees. The state Supreme Court on Monday heard arguments over whether it was legal for lawmakers to extend a payroll tax and DMV fees set to expire. The Nevada Constitution mandates that two-thirds of lawmakers in both legislative chambers must approve proposals that generate revenue. State Senate Republicans filed a lawsuit after the Democratic majority legislature extended expiring taxes and fees with approval from simple majorities. The case reached the state Supreme Court after legislative attorneys appealed. The Biden administration says a U.S. judge exceeded his authority. That's because he gave federal wildlife officials a May 21st deadline to decide whether to formally propose endangered species protections for a rare desert wildflower here in Nevada. The plant is at the center of a fight over a proposed lithium mine. Lawyers for the Interior Department filed an emergency request last week asking a federal judge to reconsider his order regarding the fate of the only Teams buckwheat plants known to exist in the world. High stress among farmers and ranchers can lead to health problems, including substance abuse and even suicide. As the Mountain West News Bureau Stephanie Serrano reports, a new survey aims to better understand what's stressing out agriculture producers in our region.
The Western Regional Agricultural Stress Assistance Program wants to collect data about those stressors. Researchers say farmers and ranchers don't have control over certain aspects of their job, like the weather or insects or international trade policy, and the lack of control can contribute to chronic stress. But there's not a lot of mental health data focused on farmers and ranchers in our region. The survey also asks how they're coping and what might help. For example, access to telehealth counseling. Researchers say preliminary data show that ag producers are currently reporting stress, particularly about finances. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
The Carson City School District announced that Carson High School is planning on hosting an in-person graduation ceremony for their seniors in early June. Graduation will take place on the football field, masks are required, and attendees are encouraged to sit with their families while social distancing from others. Pioneer High School, Carson Middle School, and Eagle Valley Middle School will have drive-through graduation ceremonies. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, May 4th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.